After AG Sean Reyes stunned the audience with his rap song, which he used as a lead-in to welcome the keynote speaker, Nick Wojcik. Wojcik was born with no arms or legs. He turned his disability into an opportunity to raise awareness of the devastating impacts of bullying. He has 15 million social media fans, and the assembly was live-streamed with about 30,000 people tuned in, including hundreds of schools.
I am that guy. I know I'm pretty short for my age. I'm 36 years old, and I'll tell you right now, man, I'm loving my life. I'm living the dream, but it doesn't mean that everything's perfect. You see my foot? We all have ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. And I love my little foot. I've got two toes. I can do the peace sign. Peace. How you doing? I tell you, man, after two cups of coffee, I can actually type 53 words a minute on a normal computer. And it was really, really cool, man. When I was actually born, they had no idea that I was going to be born this way. And I was born, and I said, surprise! And they're like, oh my gosh! And some people like were freaking out when I went to school, and they're looking at me. They're like, what happened?
He says when he was 10 years old, he had no hope and couldn't imagine ever having a full life with his disability. Then he took students through an exercise that showed how many kids have thought about suicide.
Bow your head, put your hand up nice and high in the air. Open your hand so I can see every teacher as well. Here we go. Put your hand in a fist if you have ever in your life thought of suicide. Go. Open your hand. Put your hand in a fist if you've actually attempted suicide. Go. Open your hand. Put your hand in a fist if you actually attempted suicide because of your broken home situation or something with your family. Go. Open your hand. And put your hand in a fist if you've actually tried to commit suicide because of bullying in your school. Go. Open your hand.
Before sharing results of his informal survey, Wojcik told the audience to never give up and remember they are not alone. He said teachers, counselors, and school administrators care about them, and he urged that each student download and use the Safe UT app.
I don't know how many students there are here in this room, but if you look left and if you look right, every fifth student has thought of suicide. They just told me that. 20% of this room to 25% of this room, one in every four, I'm being conservative, have actually thought of committing suicide. One in every 15 have tried.
Wojcik said Utah's government is engaged in trying to help kids who feel depressed, hopeless, and alone.
Don't give up. Download that app. Your state of Utah is the only state that I have actually come across. I'll tell you right now, to have an app and have an engaged government to tell you that we love you, we care for you. I want you to know that they've done this event to let you know it's true. You're not alone. You don't have to walk this alone.
Go to Nick Wojcik's Facebook page to follow his 2019 anti-bullying tour. You can find the link on KPCW. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.